You may have heard the story of this little experiment which was done with some people who had never encountered an elephant before, never knew what an elephant was, and so they brought into a dark room with the elephant, and they're invited to explore the elephant and describe the elephant. So, of course, one of the people is touching the trunk of the elephant. It's kind of soft and squishy, so they say, okay, an elephant is soft and squishy. And another one is feeling the sharpness of the tusk and says, oh, an elephant is pointy, sharp, perhaps even dangerous. Others are touching the toenails and they think, oh, an elephant is kind of smooth and hard. Others touching the hairs at the end of the tail think the elephant is a hairy animal. And of course, they can probably all smell the elephant, and I don't know if they lick the elephant, but hopefully not. And they can hear the elephant. So they can give a description of the elephant, but they're all different. They all have a different experience of the elephant, and none of them really captures completely the essence of elephantness. But then when the lights are turned on, this is a different story, because the light enables all of the people there to have the full picture of the elephant. Seeing the elephant in the light is the most effective way of having the people understand what an elephant is, at least what an elephant looks like. From our human perspective, the main function of light, physically speaking, is to enable us to perceive reality. Light enables us to understand things the way they really are. And this is how we use the phrase. I mean, we talk about bringing something to the light, or something coming to light, or the light goes on. It all has to do with perceiving things the way they actually are. Now, of course, natural light from the sun or from the moon or the stars is not sufficient for helping us to understand all of the things of light. The sun isn't going to help us to determine right and wrong, for example. Natural light is not going to help us to, discern what we are supposed to do in our life. So we need a different kind of light that will help us to explore or understand the truth of these matters that can't be perceived by our eyes. We could then depend on the light of reason. Turn to our own thinking, our own understanding of things. And certainly, the light of reason helps us many times to understand situations, helps us to find the right path. But I think you know as well as I do that our own understanding, our own intellect, is limited. What we understand, what we perceive, is really only a small portion of what is real, the truth of the world around us. So we need a different kind of light. And it's really the light that can only come from Christ. In today's gospel, which we hear every year on the second Sunday of Lent, we hear about the transfiguration, where Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up the mountain. He's praying, and his face is changed. We don't really know what it looked like. And his clothes become dazzling white. You know, you can picture the disciples even having to maybe cover their eyes or block this light that is so bright coming from Christ himself. Interesting, too, in the second reading, Paul begins by saying, "Join with others in being imitators of me." When was the last time you wrote a letter to someone and began it by saying, be an imitator of me? Kind of an interesting thought. But I was reflecting on being an imitator of Paul. Well, what happened to St. Paul? He had been this great persecutor of Christians, but then he encounters Christ, and what happens? There's this huge flash of light that is so powerful that it knocks him to the ground. He encounters the light of Christ, and over the course of a couple of days, eventually he describes things like scales falling from his eyes, and then he's able to see, because the things that hindered him before from seeing in the light of Christ, these are now gone. They've been overcome. So perhaps in his exhortation to be imitators of him, he's saying, among other things, live in the light. Let the light of Christ shine upon you, dazzle you. Let the light of Christ lead you and bring you to the place where you can perceive reality as it truly is. We need the light of Christ. We need the light of Christ if we are going to walk the path that he has marked out for us. Sure, as I said, we can follow our own mind, our own ideas, and live only by our own perceptions. But that's not going to lead us, unless it's by chance, on the path of Christ, the path toward holiness, the path ultimately toward eternal life. How then do we receive the light of Christ? How do we really open our minds and our hearts to receive the light of Christ? Do we just sit there and say, oh Lord, give me light? Well, maybe. If that works for you, great. It doesn't work for me all the time. But there are practical things that we can do that help us to receive the light of Christ and to allow the light of Christ to reveal reality as it is to us. The first thing we can do is to read, to study, and pray with the Scriptures. The Scriptures are a privileged place where God speaks to us and gives us his word. He communicates to us. He gives us light, wisdom, to shine into the situations in our life so that we can allow those situations to be informed and instructed by his truth. Reading, studying, praying with the Scriptures. We can also open ourselves to the light of Christ's truth by studying the teachings of our faith, taking a look at the catechism, or listening to some podcasts or Catholic radio. Or we have a little library there. We also have a library in the rectory that you're welcome to borrow books from. There's a lot out there, ways for us to learn about the teachings of Christ and the Church. This can help fill our minds with light. Going to confession, actually, is a way of opening ourselves to the light of Christ. I was reflecting on this as well. When we prepare for the sacrament, when we do an examination of conscience, what are we doing but asking God to shine the light of his truth into our life so that we can understand what it is in our life that needs to be changed, that needs to be left behind, that needs to be repented of, and areas where we need conversion. Praying before the Blessed Sacrament, this is a great way of opening ourselves to the light of Christ. It's Jesus. He is here. Just being with him, spending a few moments. You could do that on a Tuesday evening or anytime Tuesday during the day. The church is open. If you have a key, let yourself in sometime. Thursday evenings during Lent, the church is also open. Sunday, of course, stay as long as you want. But make a visit to the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. I think you'll find that that's a very rewarding thing to do. And you'll find also that spending time with the Blessed Sacrament fills your life with light. I don't know how to explain it exactly, but it does. We can also read the lives of the saints. The saints, of course, are people who understood how to live their life according to the light of Christ. They are real people. Their stories are true. We can draw encouragement and inspiration from them. Serving the poor is another way of seeking the light of Christ. For many people, that's a way of stepping into, or I should say, out of the comfort zone. It's a way of being stretched a little bit. You know, if we just stay within our secure places, we're basically saying to God, this is where I want to stay. So I'm not completely open to doing things your way. I'm going to do them my way. Stretching ourselves, perhaps by serving the poor, volunteering here or there, that's a great way of saying, Lord, I'm open. I want to be led by you. Finally, forgive. Forgive. Let go of past hurts. Let go of ways that people have offended you, insulted you, injured you. Forgive. Because unforgiveness can be one of the hugest blockages to allowing the light of Christ to shine upon us, and then allowing that light to shine on others through us. So forgive, especially during this year of mercy, when the Holy Father is inviting us to live lives of mercy. The light of Christ, you notice in the gospel, did not continuously shine upon the apostles. There was a moment where Christ was just radiant as can be, but then that time passed. And the disciples had then to figure out how to continue to live in the light of Christ, even when they weren't in this moment of great revelation. And this is where we usually find ourselves. We're not always dazzled by Christ in our life, but we keep seeking. And when we seek to live in the light of Christ and allow that light to guide us, and lead us, and inform us, we'll start to see things the way they really are.